Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser, Junie Riddle here with you on this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are live out at Vanderbilt, McGugan Center. Thanks to Vanderbilt Football for having us out here today. And we are proud to welcome Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, to the program here on this Wednesday morning. Clark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Thanks for having us out here. It's great to be out here.
You've made our establishment a little bit classier having you guys here today.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You probably brought it down. Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I feel like I should turn my laptop. Should I turn my laptop to Clark? People want to see Clark, not me, right?
Do whatever you want to do. They would much rather see him.
I don't know.
There we go. How's that? There we go. All right. Now we got it.
Looking good.
Right. So, Clark, obviously a big game coming up at Wake Forest on Saturday. In all seriousness, we were kind of joking about this earlier in terms of the start time, but a 10 a.m. start for us, 11 a.m. out there locally. Yeah. Do you have to address that at all? Does that change the way that you prepare for the game? How do you view that as a coach?
We addressed it on Monday. Our first meeting of the week is Monday, and so we talked about it. Yes, you have to address it because it's going to come quick. Now, for us, we're a morning practice outfit, so we'll be equipped. Our body clocks will be up and going and used to competing at that time, but it will happen fast. And for us, you know, we've had two evening games, so it's, you know, the longer Saturdays. And then with the weather delay also, it's just going to be a different emotional experience. But I'm excited for it, and, you know, all the games are big for us. You know, we don't have one on our schedule that's not big, but, you know, clearly we want to go down and play well. And three games into the season, you know, want to see a line of progress being drawn. And, we're excited.
How good is Wake Forest, and how big of a difference is just the style of football you're going to be playing? I mean, you guys have played, I guess, kind of two different kinds of teams, right? And maybe stylistically, things that you're not going to see a ton this year in some ways. Like, how big of a transition is that this week?
Yeah, they're good. One of the things, you know, when you talk about Wake Forest, you're going to talk first about defending their offense, and it's unique. And the slow mesh, the RPO, how effective they've been. It's almost like the triple option where they make you adjust how you play defense, you know, and I don't know that we did a good enough job with that a year ago. They're going to live and die by explosive passes. And so you have to choose kind of, you know, what you're going to give up to make sure that you're capping those plays and where you're willing to take on water and how you're going to force them to beat you, you know. And I think Bill Belichick, you say, you know, how you make the opponent play left-handed, you know, that's in the tactical design. And then there's the fundamental technical execution that's important. But what makes them good is not just their offense. They're really good in all three phases. And their offense is special. It's unique. It's their kind of lead. It's their feature. But they've really done a nice job on defense the last two seasons. And then, you know, in special teams too. And that's Dave Clawson's always been a complimentary football guru. I learned a lot working for him that way. So, their program's a force, and we need to be a greater force on Saturday if we're going to have a chance to come away with a good result. And that means that all three phases are working together to score points and to limit points. And, you know, we're going to have to score points because this is a capable offense, and then we're going to have to limit their points. And, you know, as any good coach knows, it's point differential, then it's something in the results.
That is a key stat.
Yeah, that's right. That is the only stat, right? So that'll be the challenge. But again, I just compliments to them, and over the years they've maintained consistency because they've replaced people in their systems. Their systems are really solid.
Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So Clark, you're 2-0. Obviously, it's not been perfect at all times, but 2-0 nonetheless. So what have you learned about your team through these first two games, and how much do you feel is still out there left to be had for this team as they move forward?
Well, obviously I like our team, and it, you know, just like any parent knows, your children aren't always going to be perfect. The games aren't always going to be perfect. The performance is not always going to be perfect. That's kind of the fun of it, honestly, you know, is to chase a level of excellence that just makes you really proud. And in any game – there are flashes of that. You know, you have flashes of potential, flashes of excellence, flashes of solid play. And I think the more consistent you get at delivering that and, you know, flashes of identity, the more consistent you get in playing to identity, the better your team is. And we've been an inconsistent team here in 2 weeks. Now, we played against an improved Hawaii team, and I think that group's going to be that group is going to they're going to win some games. Timmy's done a nice job. And then Alabama A&M presented some unique challenges to us too. And I thought once we settled into that game, we played the way we can play. When you're going to start playing against teams like Wake Forest, it's you can't wait, and you have to sustain. So, you know, again, a 10 a.m. Central start, 11 a.m. Eastern time, you know, we can't wait to be ready. We have to be ready before we begin. And then it's about sustaining that performance through four quarters to give yourself a chance to win the game. I think we've seen flashes of good performance in our secondary. Obviously, the second half touchdown last week was disappointing. This is going to be a week where the perimeter is going to be tested, and we're not going to be perfect. So it's not about somehow coming out of the game feeling like we've eliminated Wake Forest's passing attack. That won't happen. But what can happen is we cap all our mistakes, we physically down the football, we make them go the hard way, and we force them into mistakes. That can happen. What does that require? Obviously, sound design schematically and patience mentally. You know, that our defense has to be ready to line up and snap it as many times as needed to build to the stop. I thought the Duke-Clemson game was a great example of this. I mean, Duke's defense did a really nice job. Not to talk sports, but this is sports talk, right? I mean, it's okay.
Whatever you want.
And Mike's a friend of mine too. So, you know, I take he's a really close friend of mine, and I just take an interest in what they're doing. But, there were drives there where I think two block kicks and two turnovers in that tight red zone area, goal line area. That's resilience. That's the fighting for every blade of grass. And, you know, we're going to have to show that same personality on Saturday. So defensively, from our first two games, we can draw. Like I thought the Alabama A&M game opened with a series where we were really tested that way. And though, you know, I'd love to have gotten off the field on the first third down,
right,
or any subsequent third down, the fact that we fall to the end and force them to 3 points, I think is a great glimpse into the mindset of the defense. And I was really proud of that. And I think we can build on that, though we didn't love the length of the drive. Offensively, you know, we have capable skill, and we've got a good quarterback, and we've got a good line, and our chemistry needs to increase. And, you know, we have to really, it's not about the great play. It's about the routine play over and over. I think Jaden McGowan's a great example of this. Here's a guy who it's throw the ball, catch the ball, get it into space, make somebody miss. You know, it's not like there's just crazy design or somehow we have to go above and beyond to get him open. When he's open, we throw it to him, he catches it, he makes a play. That's got to be kind of our nature. And for like AJ, he doesn't have to do the great things with the ball. He's got to do the routine things with the ball, facilitate performance in the other 10 guys on the field. And if we do that, we have a good offense, you know. And by doing that, he's going to also open up the the run game too, because the more we stretch the perimeter, the lighter the box becomes, the more we can get things done running the ball. So, long-winded answer, I think there's been flashes of good performance, but Saturday, all those things need to come together. And the game for us is about how do we protect the ball, how do we get the ball turned over, and then on both sides, in all three phases, you know, trying to interconnect so that we become a force as a program and have a chance to win the game.
Well, you mentioned, yeah, the Alabama, you have the long TD allowed, and then I thought, like you said, like the entire team played better after that, AJ included, and Cedric Alexander comes out and makes some plays, and, you know, the hurdle and everything, but I mean, yeah, some nice runs. I mean, how much are you building on that with the offense, the way that game finished, and AJ kind of bouncing back from mistakes as well?
Yeah, I've been working on that hurdle with Seti for a while now.
Yeah, very good coach.
It was one of my signatures. I only used it in practice.
The hurdling fullback. Never,
yeah, that's right. What you sensed on the sideline, and I said this to the guys at halftime, Because after the first long drive, the defense settled in. Now, we gave up the explosive pass in the second half, but that's a learning moment for us. We are very intense and intentional as a program in our preparation. I ask a lot of these guys through the week, and, you know, we start at 7 a.m. every day, and it's never, you know, we never come in and at 7 a.m. team meeting, it's, you know, we're watching a funny movie. I mean, we're always dialed in on a message. We do that intentionally and with purpose because we want Saturday to be relaxed and fun. You know, you work hard in preparation so that on Saturday you can let it loose. I felt like offensively in the first half against Alabama A&M, we weren't having fun, you know. Now, some of that was we were methodical. We were trying to figure – I mean, they were challenging, you know, the shifts, the stunts, the pressures. But I just, in the second half, wanted to see that group go out and just have a blast playing. They've earned the right to have fun playing the game. And when you prepare as hard as you can prepare, you deal with whatever result comes. You know, just the point is that you're ready to play and that you're going to give it your best. So I felt like they were able to do that. And I could sense, like, just a release of pressure as they kind of found that rhythm. So we have to pull that forward. You know, that has to be the way we start. And it's not about playing perfectly. It's about, you know, again, snap in, snap out, making good decisions with the ball, making routine plays. And through that, you put pressure on the opponent, and that's when you find out what kind of team you have.
Well, Clark, thanks so much for having us out here today. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking time to join us, and good luck coming up on Saturday against Wake Forest. Looking forward to watching it.
If I didn't have practice, I'd try to stay on the whole time.
That's right.
Robbie Rexford and Lee, I think it's got a good sound.
Hey. Into it. I like it.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee, Vanderbilt on Wake Forest coming up on Saturday, 10 a.m. kickoff. You can catch pregame coverage here on 102.5 The Game beginning at 8:30. So make sure you tune in for that. 102.5 The Game, the 102.5 The Game app, and at thegamenashville.com. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com. He'll join us for the next hour here, and we'll get into the Titans and the Saints. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.